Dr. David Oyedepo to be a blessing to us this morning. Please put your hands together for Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, thank you again. We just trust you for an unusual day.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Let all decisions today be full of blessings.
Amen.
Let all the lives present online, on ground, be equally blessed.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Give the Lord a big hand of praise. And please, you may be seated. Let me first give you good news for the day. God has asked me to tell you that he has much people for you in the places where you live.
Yeah.
Acts chapter 18 and verse 10. Fear not. Speak, for I'm with thee. No one shall be able to stand before you, for I have much people in this city. God has much people for that ministry in that town, in that city, in that village. You will not miss them. And what I say to one, I say to all. Mark 13:37. God is saying he has much people for that ministry in that city, in that township, in that village. Much people. Much people. Much people. Much people. Much people. Second good news, he is a great shepherd. And the pastors, great churches. Jesus is a great shepherd of the sheep. And the pastors, great churches. Matthew 13:44, he spake these parables to the multitude. 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 34, please. To the multitude. All these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables. Multitude. Multitude. In Matthew 21 and verse 8, great multitude followed him. The multitude. Very great. Very great multitude followed him. Luke 12, verse 1. Innumerable multitude. So he's the shepherd of multitudes. Jesus is the great shepherd of great multitudes. The multitudes being very great. Going before, coming behind. Very great. They followed him to church. He entered the synagogue. They followed him there. Great multitudes. Good news. The great shepherd is going back with you.
Yeah.
And we turn every little flock here to great multitude.
Yeah.
Because it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So lift up now your eyes and see the multitude. They are there. Lift up now your eyes and see the multitude. They are all around you. Lift up your eyes and now see the multitude. Because they are there. But the word says there is much food in the tillage of the poor. He has to walk it.
Yes.
People are sitting down on food and they are dying of hunger. He has to till the ground. He has to work it out. Food won't just land from the earth to you. You cultivate it. You plant your seed. You nurture your seed. And then it turns to food. I have much people for you in this city. No church ministry here will remain at the same level.
Amen.
Again.
Amen.
There shall be annual lifts.
Amen.
Annual lifts.
Amen.
Annual lifts.
Amen.
There shall be annual lifts.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, our business this morning is very interesting, and I know you must have been waiting for it. Building with the coming generation in view. Building with the coming generation in view. I once said, and several said, praying without planning is playing without knowing. Planning without programming is walking in the woods. Programming without pursuit is dining with the dead. Every house is built by wisdom. Proverbs 24, 3 to 5. And by understanding is established. And by knowledge shall all thy chambers be filled with all manner of precious and pleasant riches. Amplified Bible renders it in a more colorful way. Every enterprise is built by wise planning. It becomes strong through the use of common sense. And profits wonderfully by keeping abreast of the facts. We are the greatest victims of non-attention to planning, the charismatics. Just power, signs, wonders, without the future in view. You know, I have a ministry of moving around when I'm teaching. That's why I came down here. Because jumping up and down will waste my energy. I've received some little help, and I want to see whether I could help you. Amen. Because he told me years ago, when you are converted, strengthen thy brethren. When I've straightened you in any area that others may need, pass it to them. You don't grow big to manage well. You manage well to grow big. Don't say, well, when our ministry settles, then I would know what to do. Any ministry without a structure has no future. I know my son may not be able to remember this document. This is our first structure. You can't understand it. Only me can explain it to you. 1982. 82, sir. You are 10 years in ministry, no structure? My God. S-
structure signed by president and founder. My God. Cyclos time, right? Long material. You don't grow big to manage well. You manage well to grow big. If you were a member of the executive council in Kaduna, you saw how long our meetings could be in the night. Meeting on what? Total income. 360 naira. Executive council, to which I'm answerable. I was answerable to the council, not no go come. I make a trip, I return, make returns with receipts attached. I never go to a filling station and not collect receipt. How will I report it? You don't grow big to manage well. You manage well to grow big. You despise the days of small things, you never see great days. Please till the ground. Secure the future of that ministry with a viable structure in place. A viable structure in place. They do bring those materials I had. The two books I said they should bring. Now, that started with 3 pages. But now it's a book. Praise God. And it went through quite a number of phases to emerge a book. The book, after 10 years, is undergoing review on areas we discover need further clarification and areas that operations have not lined up with properly in terms of quantifiable analysis. Praise God. The Holy Ghost won't draw a diagram for you. To bend them and find out how they draw it. Glory to God. Our greatest problem today is either lack of structure or weak structure, or structure that nobody believes in, including the person who wrote it. It's something that nobody believes in, including the person who wrote it. I never kept the money of this ministry in my hand, in my house, since inception. It's too much for me. No, it's not mine. It's his. What if they run away? I'm not the one who run away. It's all my problem. You are not overseer of money, you're overseer of people. You can't see two things well at the same time. Amen. The charismatic, my brethren, have been overseeing money instead of overseeing people. So the altar is becoming weaker and weaker by the day because of change of focus or broken focus. So I have outlined 4 areas that must be structured. 1, spiritual structure. 2, administrative structure. 3, financial structure. And 4, physical development structure. This is not a preaching program. It's a seminar. And what we're trying to do is to just look at the areas where we are challenged and try to fix it. First, spiritual structure. Second, administrative structure. Third, financial structure. And fourth, physical development structure. Now we start from the main domain, the spiritual structure. There is no ministry without a message from the Lord. Otherwise, my ministry is a messenger. So a messenger without a message does not exist. If you're a messenger, then you have a message. You're a messenger, then you have a message. If you're a messenger, you must have a message. Otherwise, that's a wrong title. You must have a message to qualify to be a messenger. And now we are so blessed that churches are springing up everywhere with a mother church. Amen. If you don't define the message, you have a ministry with many messages. So it will no longer be a ministry, but ministries. And that's one way to quantify. Everything anybody hears on the TV from books, there are many wrong books. Just run into it. Charles Darwin was a seminarian. He was in the seminary when he read the book that made them believe that man was not created. So there are all kinds of books. Now, there are set men over various ministries cannot quantifiably define the word. They had it, but they have not sat down first. What does this message entail? For them to preach the same with the center, they must be given the same. They must be told. So it's a lot of job to sit up and, Lord, you told me this. What are the things that will make this deliver maximally? So you find out those other accomplishments and those other is it compliments they call it? What?
Components.
Good. Thank you very much. Components. Components that will empower that message to deliver maximally. Amen. With the underlying factor, a common denominator, the fear of the Lord. Spirituality is core to every ministry that will pass the test of time. The fear of the Lord is core. It's a non-negotiable requirement. For the foundation of God is sure for every ministry. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. The word says, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold or silver, but of earth and of wood and of clay or a. He said, but if anyone points out himself, we are vessels, we are the vessels in the house of God. It shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and prepared for every good work. That's the sure foundation of God for every ministry that will secure our future. It's a common denominator, it's a non-negotiable, whether you are sent.
the mercy of eschatology, you know, the coming of the Lord, the details of it. There are those who are sent, and they are just wonderful at it. They are wonderful at it because God sent them, so He gave them grace. You are sent to be a pastor, that's okay. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's the foundation of any minister who stand. Any minister who stand. Any ministry that will stand. Wherever anything goes, nothing goes well. I knew the overemphasis on the message of grace would not last. And I said it. I know it will not last. You are quoting Paul. Paul said, you are witnesses and God also. How holily. Yes. Amen. And justly and unblameably we have behaved ourselves before you all that believe. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 10. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abide? Paul said so. Know ye not the unrighteousness, nor inherit the kingdom of God, neither this, nor that, nor this. But such were some of you, it must go. But now ye are cleansed, ye are sanctified. That's the sure foundation. I thank God I don't have the message of sanctification. You have. It's what Jesus died for. It shall be called Jesus because he shall save you from their sins. So he came to rescue us from an uncontrollable lifestyle. Matthew 1:21. So that's a common denominator. For other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid. Jesus Christ. That's the sure foundation. Isaiah 52 verse 11, Depart ye. Touch no unclean thing. Go ye out of the midst of them. Be clean that bear the vessels of the Lord. And Paul had lots of analysis on how to make that happen. Amen. At redemption, we have the legal right to purge ourselves if we choose to. So every spiritual structure must have that at the foundation. It's a common denominator. Word of faith, word of power, or anything. This is so important. We need to come down and package the spiritual structure of our churches. We need to sit down and package it, starting from the message we are given, and to define the tenets of faith. Don't say I believe the whole Bible, no. Specifically, what are the fundamental things you believe? Do you believe in the second coming? You believe in rapture? You believe in marriage between man and woman, not between female and female, man and man. See, Jesus comes. Anyone who dares to marry man and man in this church will not make heaven. Will not make heaven. Praise God. No policy of any government, sir, under heaven can rule over my faith. What I believe, I believe. It's not a policy that brought me to what I believe. People are so weak, sir. I mean, you mean you will tell me that they don't marry male and female here, then what? People fall too cheaply to things. We will cast you out. Complete. CCU will pick you. That's a crowd control unit. There are people with energy. They just take you with one hand like this and throw you outside the fence. We are defenders of the gospel.
Yes, sir.
Male and female created it. Reason to replenish the earth. If you don't define it, anything can enter it tomorrow. You have to define what scripture, what fundamental things we believe, which call our tenets of faith. Again, my prayer is that we rise up and take responsibility in the name of Jesus. A spiritual structure here implies to outline the doctrines of the church and break it to a kind of teaching syllabus. For all of us who have church planting, church spread ministry, and then you design how it goes, whether teaching emphasis on monthly basis, on quarterly basis, whichever. The core message and the component. The core message and the component. From Revelation 22, verse 2, in this church, we break up to 12. We call them pillars of our commission. There's a tree of life that bears 12 manner of fruit and brings forth its fruit every month. Praise God. So we broke it down to 12. The 12 components of the mandate. The mandate is the word of faith. What are the things that make it work? Amen. And what are the outcomes of it? You can catch a revelation of God's pattern for your ministry. But make sure you catch one. Amen. Make sure you catch one. For instance, the month here is the month of success. And the caption is, I'm redeemed for the topmost top. So we push to them the stand of scriptures on your birthright of success. Praise God. No games. This has been running over the years. So you are not, and at the beginning of every month, it's unveiled where we're going this month. So you get prepared, recommended books for the month if you care to. Without a structure, no ministry has a future. One of our men was in one little place called Kotangura years ago. He's a soldier man. And then he came back and said, sir, there's no difference between here and Kotangura. He said, there is no difference, sir. He was almost harassing me. He said, sir, that pastor is on fire. I said, I believe it. It's the same thing. The same thing in Asia, the same thing in the U.S., the same thing in Europe, the same thing everywhere. The things you have heard of me, the same. That's, they can't communicate the same without being told the same. They can't communicate the same. This church is too tough to suffer a breakaway. No. No. Solid. You just break out on your own, not that you break away. You break out on your own. Let's wake up and take responsibility. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 6. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which he received from us. So every ministry has its tradition. Amen. Not doing anything the way you like. Every ministry has its tradition. Every ministry has its tradition, which has to be defined. For instance, we open the year here with 21 days of prayer and fasting. It's our tradition. Praise God. We hold early morning prayer, covenant hour prayer, every morning, every early morning, across the nations of the earth. That's our tradition. And then we have spiritual week of emphasis, every first week of the month, accompanied with 3 short days of fast, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's a tradition. We have special Holy Communion service every second Sunday. It's a tradition. You came and said, I don't feel like. You don't have to feel like. That's the like. Amen. We have special monthly anointing service every third Sunday of the month. It's laid down. We have end of month special Thanksgiving children dedication service, the last Sunday of every month. One way to be free from temptations is to keep positively busy. To keep what? Billy Graham said, some temptations come to all men, but all temptations come to the idol. What am I to do? My gosh. All temptations come to the idol. Whether you have interest in fasting or not, we fast here every week, one day. And then 3 days on a row every month. At the beginning of the month. To set the month in order. To give it shape. Get it out of the equation. Praise God. He said they are all traditions of the church. Are same applicable to us? This is so vital. Now, we lack that in the charismatics. It's live today, die tomorrow. That's what many people live for. We need to leave something solid that coming generation can thrive on. Something solid. Something strongly biblical. No matter how weak the message you are sent may appear to be, that is the one they will back up. That he said, go to Nineveh and preach to them the preaching that I bid thee. He didn't make much money, but he brought a revival, the kind of word I never saw, with animals fasting. Under that seemingly weak message. When he brought us into ministry, some fellows felt it was American Christianity. And I said humorously, Jesus is not an American. Jesus is not an American. The message of it was detested by many. But see how it has flourished today by holding fast to it. Glory to God. By holding fast to it. Yes, the message of prosperity have been grossly abused by many. But you can see many sanctified, redeemed of the Lord, flowing in abundance by engaging the covenant terms of prosperity. Hold fast to what you are saying. Hold fast to what you are saying. I received 3 core messages from the Lord. 1, the word of faith, which came along with the mandate when it was delivered. 2, the word of prosperity. Go back home and make my people rich. Direct. And then the word of signs and wonders. Those are 3 core messages in the mandate. And then we now put the components under each one that will help to drive it. It's a lot of work. Even our covenant hour prayer has exhortation lines that holds across the nations of the earth. You receive, technology has helped us. It goes down there. So, no surprises. No surprises. What are we doing this week? What is it? Covenant hour prayer, what was it? Everyone is absolutely responsible for the outcome of his life. That's the exhortation line for the week, Monday to Saturday. 10 minutes. Everyone. So you wake up to take a responsibility and not looking forward to blame for your life. All this take a lot of work. Defining the traditions of the church and then pushing across the same to the entire church network so you can have a healthy, growing church. Healthy, growing church. Give me that stuff. Well, this is the small thing that we did. And all year round pastoral teaching guide for all services. Amen. Don't be scared. I wrote this by my hand, line by line. This will serve generations because there are 5 modules. If you go on module 1 this year, you can go on module 2 next year. It's a syllabus. For midweek services, for Sunday services, for, you know, specialized services, for every service. Including covenant hour prayer exhortation lines, 3 modules, including leadership empowerment summit, which we hold every month. That is all our same ministers come under the same umbrella power for, you know, boosting their output. So sit down and work. He said, don't be slothful. Or followers of them through faith and patience inherit the promises. Don't be slothful. Don't just say, I think they know. Think well. What you didn't tell them, they don't know. If you won't tell them, they won't know. I made a statement recently, what you don't know, you don't know. And what you won't learn, you can't know. And what you don't know, you pay for it. What you don't know, you don't know. And what you won't learn, you can't know. And what you don't know, you pay for it. Ignorance is no excuse in law. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. They are my people. I paid for them. I shed my blood for them. But they still perish. For they don't know what to do. And they are not willing to learn what to do. Spiritual structure is vital to creating a future for the coming generation in that church. Can I hear your amen? Amen. There are many ministries that don't have any structure. Any. Say, what's the tradition of the church? Well, we go to church on Sunday. And then we have two midweek services or three. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Okay. What else? Well, he has never sat down to craft it. What do we really do? Which ones have been working for us? What can we do to make it work better? There are the things to do. You know, the Word of God lives and abides forever.
Yes, sir.
You'll find plenty of scriptures on each statement. To help your faith, no, it's not just an idea that somebody just came up with. You need a spiritual structure. You need to define the traditions of that ministry. We all need it. Start from somewhere, my friend. Start from somewhere. You can't run 5,000 churches carelessly. Not 50, sir. Don't expose people to danger. Some fellows claim to be helpers, but they are hurters. They are there to hurt the ministry, hurt the people that are there. But if they have this, conscience will start telling them, this is not what we are told to preach. This is not what you are told to preach. This is not what you are told to preach. You know, when we declare the teaching series for the month, for a Sunday service, teaching series for all the churches, same. Same. For midweek, same. Spiritual week of emphasis, same. Covenant hour of prayer, same. Leadership empowerment summit for our said ministers and leaders, same. 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 Are you glad you came?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
My son, people only lack what they keep. They don't lack what they give. I'm giving this to you freely because he gave it to me freely. Yeah, I did some reading, little here and there, but please use it. It's not about telling you what to do, but showing you what has been done based on what you have had. Sir, great ministries just crash. No structure. No structure. And the reason we churches are closing down now, we need to build a structure. Even if you are not planting churches, the one you are needs a structure.
Yes.
You need a structure.
Yeah.
You need a structure. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, in case storms rise, the ground is solid to resist it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How many minutes do we have? What? Okay, you don't know. Praise God. Okay. 3 more minutes. Let's hope I stop. Let's hope I stop at 3 more minutes. Amen. Give me that other song. Carry that luggage away. This one. And this. Now, we come up with this 2012. Those 3 pages I showed you, that's what it graduated to. The mandate. The administrative structure of the ministry. And then we saw the need to have a complement, which we call administrative policy handbook. These are issues that arose in the course of the operation.
This one is reviewed, I think, every 3 years or something.
Yes.
So our official circulars that we send out that are very, very pertinent are not included here. We come up with it, and then people can look at it. So you refer either to this or this at any time. When you are sacked here, they quote this to you, the section, the chapter and the verses that tells you why you qualify for a sack. Amen. And then it was written before you committed your offense, so it's not written in a hurry. So you met it when you committed your offense. So it wasn't drawn for you. You just chose to be a victim of it. So they open it to you. You understand that?
That's right.
Amen. You want to be pressure free? Just draw a structure that helps bust the pressures. You live your life well. You do this and this, this one is waiting for you. You don't do what you should do, this one is waiting for you. Amen. We serve a good God. Next, I'll be going to the administrative structure, but not for now. And then you'll be blessed.
Amen.
And I know you will wait to also hear the financial structure.
Yes.
In fact, I'll close the door. So you can... Amen. Stand to your feet, please. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Every tradition of a church that's not contrary to the truth is acceptable. Is what? That's not contrary to the truth is acceptable. So be free in the world. In those days when you don't flow with 21 days of prayer and fasting, you look like you are unspiritual. But we came up later with there are aged people that were not there then, but they are now there. Amen. There was a woman last Sunday that saw me. She's 101 going to 102. Right? Those ones must not fast beyond 9 a.m. Or you kill them. So we fast for them.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. So those are the views that come along the line. Because people are aging, and so we must make provision for them not to feel unspiritual. Amen. Not to feel what?
Unspiritual.
You must all go out. No, they can't all go out. That's true. They can't all go out. He doesn't even know where the out is. So you tell them you have a lifelong ministry of praying kingdom advancement prayers. It's the same effect. Pray till somebody gets saved. Pray till some saved person get established in the faith. Amen. Okay. Otherwise, where would the 101 woman go now? To say, go, I said, to where? Where is the place? I mean, and his heart is there, but the body can't. Amen. You know, when your various churches started, they were all young people. Nobody believes in what you're talking about. Okay. They used to tell us it's a church of children. Now, they are growing. They are growing. We must take it to know the state of our flock. So we don't overdrive them. Can I hear you? Amen.
Amen.
Well, the good news is, your ministry will never be the same again. Knowledge in all fields now operates in a free trade zone
can access anything you want on the net without going anywhere. Without what? I studied the Catholic system. I studied the Anglican communion system. Kila Wanshi, what did they do to have lived for this long? Not much strength, but too much wisdom. Too much wisdom. Too much wisdom. The catechism they read is the one they read in India. It's the one they read in California. But our own is as the Lord leads. Praise God! You can run crusade like that, though. You can't run church like that. You don't have catechism. Your own church catechism, you don't have nothing. Otherwise, they will just shout yeah, 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 and yeah out. There's nobody in the church to hear. God is faithful. Lift up your two hands and receive grace. Receive grace to take responsibility. All of us who are founders of ministries here, great churches, amazing churches. There's so much future. So much future in that church. So much future in that church. So much future in that church. So much future. So much future. So much future. So much future. In Jesus' precious.